The pop radio ship, Radio North Sea International, which was damaged by fire off the Dutch coast last night, is now broadcasting again. Dutch police are making an official investigation. A detective has been on board the ship for several hours, investigating reports that the fire was started by a bomb thrown from a motor launch. From our foreign news desk, Larry Hodgson.
The official investigation has already produced what the Dutch police call certain results, although they decline at this stage to elaborate. They have revealed, however, that they regard as important the discovery this morning of a deflated rubber dinghy of the type used by commandos on an isolated beach. It was a rubber dinghy fitted with an outboard motor that the crew of the pirate radio ship alleged had been used in the bombing. One of my Dutch colleagues told me on the telephone a short time ago that the investigation on board the ship is expected to finish soon, and Dutch police have promised to shed more light on the mystery at a news conference this afternoon. Meanwhile, the pirate radio broadcasts are still going on, and it's been confirmed that no one was injured when the crew, including two English disc jockeys, took to the boats after the explosion.
The pirate radio ship North Sea International ablaze off the coast of Holland. And in the Dutch capital, The Hague, three men have been arrested on suspicion of having caused the fire with an incendiary bomb. The blaze started late last night. 10 of the 13-man crew had to be evacuated from the ship, formerly the coaster, Mebo 2, as a disc jockey interrupted pop programs to broadcast a Mayday message. But after the blaze had been put out by a Dutch firefighting vessel, the pirate station was back on the air today. A Dutch television reporter asked the pirate ship's disc jockeys about the fire.
Well, from one of the studios downstairs, and we heard this bang. It sounded like a ship running into us. So I went upstairs and had a quick look around. I couldn't see any ship. Went up to the bridge, saw the smoke, then I heard an outboard motor. I looked over the side of the ship and I saw this small boat going away into the distance. And that's what happened.
The fire was very intense. We know it was a bomb, but it was obviously a bomb. It was so intense. We went straight down to the engine room.
You haven't seen the ship that left?
I didn't see it when I was on the air.
But the Dutch police said in a statement today that the fire was thought to have started in the engine room after a bomb had been thrown through a porthole. They alleged that the bomb was thrown by three men who went out to the ship in a rubber dinghy, which they later tore to pieces on the beach.